The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Whoa, it's the Raven and the Ruse on BFBS Radio 2. I guess, well, I hope you've got to know me well enough and therefore can trust me, because I suppose normally what you do is you open a show with something which everybody recognises and can tap their feet and sing along to. But occasionally tracks come along, like that one, and I think, what a great show opener that would be. I know it's a bit off the wall, but if you're a regular, you'll know I love jump blues music from the 1950s. But that isn't from the 1950s. That's brand spanky new. It's from a band who are new to me and new to the Raven and the Blues called Down Home. They're based just outside of Barcelona on the Costa Brava. And Spanish, as therefore you could probably gather, a five-piece band, and they do, well, music like that. It's sort of jump blues mixed together with some fairly modern R&B, and I think they sound absolutely wonderful. And that's a track taken from their album, which arrived this week, which is called Watch Your Back. Good, welcome to the programme. Hope you're going to stick with me for the next 50-odd minutes. We've got some great blues, both new and old, and some of them like this next one, which is new and old at the same time. That makes sense. It's Ace Records, which here in the UK, they just spend so much time buying up these great records in the 1950s from the record labels like Modern and Kent, which were huge in America in terms of really good blues and rhythm and blues. They then package them together and make them a filled CD, 25, 26 tracks, and also, more importantly, again, research it really thoroughly. So you don't just get a CD, you get loads of information about where they were recorded, who the session musicians were, and it's that alone which makes it don't go to iTunes or anybody else to buy it. You really have to buy the CD. This is from Ivory Joe Hunter. It's the 1950s. The track is called Woo Wee. No, it's not. The album is called Woo Wee. And this is a track called I Like It. And I do.
I'm crazy about my woman, though she isn't so good to me. Yes, I'm crazy about my woman, though she isn't so good to me. But she has other qualities that makes her all right with me. She's a beggar, she's a cheater, she's a robber, she's a stealer, she's a lazy, lazy gal. I love her just the same, I like it. I like what she's putting down. Tell me, have you heard about her? Because she's the toast of the town. She take me in her arms, say how she love me. I get a funny feeling, but it feels all right to me. I like it. I like her kind of jive. Every time I kiss her, she makes my temperature rise. Baby, no telling what I'll do. Cause if you can't explain, I'm sorry, buddy, shame on you. Cause I like it. I like what she's putting down. I miss her most of all when the rain starts falling down.
I like it, and I do. It's taken from the records that he made for King Records and Deluxe Records back in the 1950s. Ivory Joe Hunter there, beautifully mastered, sounding absolutely great. It's called Woo Wee, and that's I Like It out on Ace Records. Next, we go to somebody who we've featured on the programme before. Her name is Candy Kane, a big, voluptuous lady. I think she's based and lives in Texas. She's with Roof Records, normally from Germany, but this next track doesn't come from Roof Records as a CD as such. It comes from a website called Radio Submit. it's again, it's staggering in this last two or three years, the way the world is changing. Once upon a time, you know, record companies would say get 20 or 30 or perhaps 100 or so singles to give away for promotional purposes. And of course, the big radio networks got the records first. And then all the way down the food chain, the smaller radio stations got them. And then eventually people like sort of DJs like me, who weren't permanently attached to a radio station, would also get product too. But there was always a limitation. Nowadays, with something like Radio Submit, which is this website, you have to register as a radio station, which we have done, and then they you can just go to the website and find things. And I was overjoyed to find Candy Cane was there with this track, which I think is absolutely staggering. Listen to this big girl with a great big voice.
Softest place on earth, well, that belongs to
That record's brand new and also 9 years old at the same time. It originally came out back in 1997. It was Candy Cane's third album called Diva La Grande on Antone Records, based out of Austin in Texas. Of course, since then, she's taken off and got a recording contract with Roof Records in Germany. And so what they've done, quite cleverly, I think, is said, look, this is so good, we'll put it out. And so it's been reissued. So it's a new release, therefore, as of last month. And it's just great. Diva La Grande, Candy Cane, and You Need a Great Big Woman. Yes, what more can you say? Let's go on to some of the dedications after we played this one from Dr. John MacRebenach. And in fact, this album is called Dr. John Meets... No, it doesn't. Dr. John Plays MacRebenach. Come on, Raven. Rewind. It's called Dr. John Plays MacRebenach. The Legendary Sessions, Volume 1. Blues is the name of the track. Dr. John Plays MacRebenach is the album. I was turned on to it by Mark and Miss V out of Austin Riffs when they played a couple of tracks from it, and I think it's really fine. And I believe from the story I remember hearing on Austin Riffs, basically, it was just something he was persuaded to do. Look, your songwriting is really good. Why don't you just make an album of your music? And so that's the result of it from, I think, about 15 or 20 years ago, thereabouts. It's quite old, but I managed to get that still available. Another new release now comes from another person making their debut on the programme. His name is Mojo Stewart. Stew, S-T-U, as opposed to hot stuff with meat in, if you know what I mean. And trying to work out where he comes from is really unusual. You go to the website when it says About Me, and you click on it, and you get a blank page. And so you eventually, as I did, work your way through the internet and find his website, mojostew.com, and you go to his biography page, and it tells you everything about who he's played with and all the things that he's done, but really doesn't say where he comes from. So somewhere in America, this is his debut on the programme, Mojo Stew.
Yeah. if there's just one thing with a girl like you, I guess I should have known better. What they say is true. How far will you go just to prove you're wrong? Yeah, baby, the rate you're going, it won't take long. Just leave it gone, baby, not yesterday.
Just leave
it gone, darling, it's gone to stay. Leave it gone. Chasing your tail. If you want to free the love, baby, bust your heart out of jail. Can't see yourself, darling, till you close your eyes. How can you miss the water till the well runs dry? Just leave it gone, baby, not yesterday, yeah. Leave it gone, darling, it's gone to stay. Leave it gone, baby. Get on your way, yeah. Leave it gone, darling. That's what I say. Get on the road and read the signs. Yeah. Oh, just free yourself. It all works out. Deep inside of us. Don't care about no window seat, baby. Wanna drive the bus. Just leave it gone, baby, like yesterday. Leave it gone, darling, it's gone to stay. Just leave it gone, baby, like yesterday. Leave it gone, darling, it's gone to stay. Just leave it gone, baby. Get on your way. Leave it gone, darling. It's gone to stay.
Really fine, and some great backing vocals as well. The album is called Real House Blues, and that's a track called Leave It Gone. It comes from Mojo Stew, who I think is going to be southern states of the US rather than New York or anything like that. But as I say, his website, mojostew.com, tells you lots of things about the guy and who he's played with and the sort of guitar he plays, but no indication of where he's from in the USA. Let's come back to the UK now, although to be, I suppose, if you want to be pedantic about it, we're in the UK and also in Finland, as we feature three people who I hope will be a guest on the programme in about... Oh, time is moving on. In about a week's time, I've just realised. So we're getting to the end of February, and that's Ainsley Lister, Ian Parker, both from the UK, and Erzja Litinen out of Finland. Their album is Pilgrimage, where three young blues artists head back to America. Head back? No. They go to America and go to the roots of the blues of the Mississippi and in Memphis, and the result is this really fine album. Here it is. I think it's about the third track we've played from it, but it's a great album. It's called Too Much to Hide.
You felt the way you should. You're not with me when I touch you, but now it's understood.
A friend of mine dropped by to tell me everything he'd heard. You've been running around behind my back. I guess that's well deserved. Everybody got something. Got a little bit too much to hide. Oh, now, child, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never thought of myself as a man to break the rules. I knew that I should stay away. This game is a game for fools. Sometimes in life it's hard to do all that is right. Your hand is ruled by your heart, and she ain't putting up a fight.
Well, everybody got something that they keep inside. We got a little bit.
Ian Parker, and performed by all three of them, Ainsley Lister, yeah, Littinen, and Ian himself, off the album Pilgrimage, and that is Too Much to Hide. Off to Spain again now, around about the halfway point of the programme. We're going to go there three times, actually, during the show. We opened up the programme with a band from near Barcelona called Down Home. We're going to close the programme, or towards the end, have somebody else from Spain. But now, in the middle point, let's go back to Barcelona again, a bit further up the coast on the Costa Brava, but nevertheless not too far away, and a band called the Lazy Jumpers. Odd name, I know. What would that be in Spanish? Puentes Perezosos. It sounds much more romantic in Spanish, doesn't it? Anyway, the Lazy Jumpers, and they make a great, great sound. When I put the album on the CD player, I just, each track, that'll be good for the show. In the end, I just had to stop at track 5, because we'll play more in the weeks to come, but the first 4 are really good, but this one is called She's the One for Me.
Down only teeth like pearls, leaves like fire. What a smile, teeth like pearls, leaves like fire. So just smile at me and the wind's higher and higher. I've been searching for her since that day. My heart's in pain, searching for her since that day. My heart's in pain. If I could hold her again, I'd never, never let her escape. Brown and soft, warm and sweet. Hot skin, brown and soft, warm and sweet. Just one touch, it put a spell on me.
In my chair, great, great album. The band are called the Lazy Jumpers, and written and sung there by the lead singer of the band, really, Blas Picon, and that's their new album called Bad Luck, and that's also on El Toro Records, coming out of Barcelona, and that's really, really good. She's the one for me. Okay, emails now, and a nice email came from Michael Peters in Cyprus, and not only talking about the music and Van Morrison, but also mentioning my late father-in-law. Actually, you have got a bit confused, because you're mentioning about Brian Butler, who was a sports journalist. journalist, true, worked for the BBC, and he died about 4 or 5 years ago. But he was probably, let's think about it, about 20 years, I would guess, younger than my father-in-law, Frank Butler. Frank Butler was not so much, he did a little bit of radio with Eamon Andrews and things, but most of his work, all of his work, was writing and his sports editor and the like. I mention this because this week we've been organising, I haven't been organising, but my wife and the brothers have been organising the memorial service that's being held next month in the middle of March in St Bride's Church, just off Fleet Street, for Frank Butler. And she went down, and one of the pieces of music that she really wanted to have, because Dad loved it so much, partially because he went to America for the first time in the 1940s and went to New Orleans, and he went to the cab driver and said, "Take me to Basin Street." And the cab driver said, "Basin Street doesn't exist anymore, is what you know it. It's a dual carriageway now, just 4 lanes wide. There's nothing there." And so Dad said, "Well, take me anyway." So as far as I can remember, is that they sort of took him round. Anyway, we wanted Basin Street Blues by Bing Crosby, basically, for the memorial service. But I found this version, which I'd forgotten all about. We're going back now to 1964, so just over 40 years ago. It's on Verve Records. It's Jimmy Smith, Hammond B3 jazz organist, who he'd left Blue Note and gone to Verve Records and paired up with Lalo Schifrin, the conductor and music producer. And Lalo and Jimmy Smith together really put together some very strong versions of film themes and the like. This is the album called The Cat. It's called Basin Street Blues. Now, if you're listening on earbuds, don't turn the Hammond organ up, because the depth, the range of music between the loud and the quiet is staggering. So don't turn it up, otherwise you'll give yourself a shock. But some would argue it's not even blues. I think it's worthy of a place in the programme. Just listen to this. The light and the shade as we go from Lalo Schifrin, 15 horns in the orchestra and a Hammond B3 organ, and Basin Street Blues. Thank you. Raven and the Blues, Taking No Prisoners. Did you hear the echo, the hang at the end of that? I'm listening to it with headphones on, and it's staggering in the headphones. But as I say, if you turned it up too loud, you'd be shocked. That's Lalo Schifrin and Jimmy Smith, the album The Cat. And that's Basin Street Blues, written by W.C. Handy, or probably, to be more correct, a traditional number, and sort of, if you like, transcribed by W.C. Handy. And that was played in response, really, to Michael Peters talking about Van Morrison, who I played Van Morrison last week for Diane, listening in Germany, Diane Summers. And Diane's also replied, and thank you for your kind email. It's strange, you know, I'm certainly going through far more female listeners. I mean, I tend to assume, probably incorrectly, that the ratio is about 80-20. And that's simply because just so many years in radio, you think in terms of specialist music like the blues, like classic rock, as a more of a masculine thing. Country music is about 50-50. R&B and dancehall stuff tends to be the other way, if you see what I mean. More females prefer it. But the last couple of weeks, quite a few new female pins on the map, which is nice. I'm talking about the Frapper map. That's F-R-A-P-P-R. Just don't worry. Just go to the Raven and the Blues site and click on the Frapper map. Beth, unusually, Beth put her photograph up. You're in Spokane in Washington State, but you didn't put a pin on the map, so quite odd, really. But anyway, thanks for the photograph, at least. And also Dixie Baines also put a pin on the map. And what was your nice comment you made? You just say, it's quite a true comment, really. Good blues music touches my soul. Never was a truer word spoken. If you're of the female gender, this track is for you. Down at the cafe. Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, and Apeldoorn in Holland got in connection with each other. Well, that's where Teresa James was born, in Houston, Texas. She lives now in LA, where she plays and works with the band The Rhythm Tramps. And that is a track out on Black and Tan Records, who are based in Holland, called Easy Come, Easy Go. And the album is called Oh Yeah! It's really, she's got a super, super voice. And so we'll be playing more from that again, I guess. In the microphone is popping today, which is really odd. I've got one of these sort of things on the front of it which should stop it popping, but nevertheless. Teresa James there, anyway, going out to Beth in Spokane, who doesn't put a pin on the map, for Dixie Baines, who has put a pin on the map, who she is in Winston-Salem. That's tobacco country in North Carolina. And also Diane in Sennlager in Germany. Right, new album now, which has been talked about a lot on the other blues programmes. We've all been looking forward to it being formally released. Out on Northern Blues Records, somebody I've featured many times from nearly all the tracks from his last album. It's great to have him back again. Watermelon Slim, together with the band The Workers, have got an album out, and it's absolutely marvellous. Here's the first track on it, Hard Times.
I'm too hungry to eat, too sick to see my doctor, and I'm too tired to sleep. Hard times. Hard times have come and passed. Everyone will be on my good side, baby. You had better plans. I couldn't catch a cold, I couldn't pitch a fit. I'm waist deep in alligators, sometimes I'm neck deep in bullshit. Hard times. Hard times are coming down. I'm too toothless to chew, too far down to ever get even. I'm too hard up to screw. Hard time. Hell, I'm in hell. If you want to see me on my good side, baby, you had better look back.
I can't always taste my whiskey, and I just can't feel too much of anything. Hard times. Hard times have come and last. If you want to see me on my good side, baby, you have better than fail. I said hard times. Third hard time. Well, hard times have come and gone.
Times? Don't know what hard times are. Here we are, almost into March, February almost done. As I talk to you now on the Raven of the Blues, sitting on a houseboat on the River Thames, about 10 miles from central London, it's snowing. It's not going to lie, I know. So you can't even get the best of the skiing out of it either. It's just big, wet dollops of snow. Wherever you are in the world, I hope the sun is shining upon you and it's not as cold as it is here. Although, having looking around at Palma, where I was a couple of weeks ago, it's been raining there too. And we're off to Barcelona in a couple of weeks' time and it's cold there as well. So never mind. It's winter. It must be summer somewhere in the world. One of the people who put a pin on the Frapper map is Attila. what a great name. Attila the Transylvanian Guitar Man. And actually, he's a very good guitar man, and he sent me some links to his website, and there's also some videos to watch them on stage as well. I think where they're in Romania, I think it is. See if I can find Bucharest. Some live shots of him working in Bucharest. By next week, I should have some downloaded tracks and we can feature them on the programme. But he's put his pin on the map with him working on stage in Bucharest in Romania. And if you haven't put your pin on the map yet, it'd be nice to see, sort of have a quick see where you are listening in the world sort of thing. Now, he's running a really fine, tight band in Romania. We go now, though, to Scotland, where Al Hughes is both a solo musician and also the main man, if you like, between the really big band and the fine band called Lights Out by Nine, which is about a 10-piece band. And when they come together, they sound absolutely great. Here they are with Al Hughes's original, When White Men Sing the Blues.
I used to think that one day things would fall right into place. I'd wake up with all the answers till I found
out.
That's
no good, is it? It's going funny. Now what do I do? I've got nothing else queued up. I'll just have to take it out, won't we? A complete change of plan then. We won't have Al Hughes and Lights Out by Nine. Who haven't we had? Oh, I know, Vicky. Vicky Lee is next. And this is a track called No More.
heart became cold and hardened with time. Never knew life could get so rough. I know now that deep within me there's a child just waiting to be heard. No more trying to fix the whole world. It's time to spread my wings and fly like a bird. No more. How can I feed someone else's soul when my own has been eaten to the core? I'm no more pain and living in misery. No, I'm not gonna take it no
No. Is it my CD player? That's Vicky Lee there. I'm not going to take it no more. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues. All my timings are totally thrown out. It's only got a minute left to go, give or take a bit. What do I do? Oh, I know. Have I got something for... Yes, I do. I think I have something quite short. Don't giggle. I'm talking to you. Yes, let's close the programme with this one. It's called The Oro's World Fair Blues. Don't forget the website, Raven and Blues. Drop me an email, dave.raven@bfbs.com. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Seat of a car. They also got the other things there, like great big pumpkins with blue ribbons on them, and you can even buy a chicken without even being plucked. It's got feathers and everything. You can walk home with a chicken if you want to. Oh, that's the Oro World Fair Blues. Oh, yeah.